Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for American Pioneer Company.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I know that home base for you is Grand Junction, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Grand Junction.
Just Grand Junction? Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm an excavation contractor, you know, and to move equipment is just hugely expensive.
Right.
And if somebody's got, you know, 50 miles away, they have machines there, you know, there's an hour-long trip charge that, you know, I just can't compete with because they don't charge it.
Makes sense.
You know,
okay.
You know, I got to have a couple hundred to, you know, $200 to $300 just
to move the equipment. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And that's usually the case with the excavation contractors that I speak with too. And so the reason that I ask about the area, it's the same reason we're calling today, is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program American Pioneer in to appear in that open position, they block out that space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer those same services. So that's just
through your advertising.
Exactly, right. So like right now, for example, to do a search for excavation near me or excavation Grand Junction, what will happen is a map of the local area, it'll pop up in the middle, and then next to that map, there's a list. So there are multiple places on that page. We get to operate one. So right now in your area, they see a High River Construction, Sea Grant Earthworks. Are you familiar with either one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they have their own space, too. And so that would be you would be there next to them in your own space. So you won't share or rotate. You'll always be an option at that moment that they're ready. Does that make sense so far?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've done, you know, that's a tough one because if you Google your name and then you've got certain steps that you do, the Google search engine will optimize you and move you up the ladder.
Yes, you're absolutely right. If you Google your own name, the whole page should be about you, right? When you got your license, if you have any Facebook.
Well,
or
I mean, not Google my name, but I mean Google general, like excavation contractors, and then you just come down through and you click on who you are, and then go into and put a review, and look around and look in it for a while, and then you move up on the optimization that Google recognizes.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, a lot of people think that if you have more reviews, you'll be at the top. But to be honest,
well, it's not just the reviews. It's, you know, actually going in and looking at your page and see, because if you go in, look at it, and click out, then Google thinks, oh, okay, well, that's not what he was looking for, and they'll move you down.
Well, there are probably over 100 different ranking factors that go into getting you on that first page. although there has to be a position available in that geographic area through a Google Channel partnership. And so we would handle all the programming for you. But again, that's the reason we're calling through that area today, is to fill that open position. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Wayne Hackler.
Wayne, it's nice to meet you. How long have you been in business there in the area?
Probably 38 years.
Oh, a long time. Okay. Is it just you, or are you in a partner or a crew?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I typed the business name into that box, there's it'll show me, like we talked about, you know, all the different places that you're listed now. And the site I see is AmericanPioneerCO.com. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
The one that's attached?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then now for that position, that first page position that we have available there today, on Google, Wayne, it's month-to-month pricing. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online about American Pioneer Company. And that is something that we look for. You know, it makes it easier. You meet the criteria that we require. And overall, you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment you're needed there?
Well, bottom line, what's it going to cost me?
Yes, I can pull that up for you now. So the good news is if you have that website, then we don't have to buy a domain or build out a site. So it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm grabbing Paul. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction. I'll get you that pricing right now. And then I think what I'm hearing from you, Wayne, is if we could make that position affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Well, here's what's going on in my life. I hired an outfit out of Phoenix, or no, they're out of Vegas. They're called 411, and they actually built my website, but I'm not generating anything out of them, and they're costing me $125 a month.
411 Local. Okay, I'm familiar with them. $120. How long have they been working on it for you?
Well, they said they'd move me up to the first position. I'm still not there. And it's been over a year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, over a year. Okay, so let me pull up the pricing for this and the timeline. And then that way, if you do decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Let me grab Paul. I'll get that rate reduced from the web. Do they own the website? Or do you?
I think they do, but I have a website that was built by GoDaddy too, so.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Okay, great. And here's Paul to give me the timeline as well as the rate. Hang on here.
Hi there. Thank you for holding, Wayne. My